Gentlemen, welcome to Bailey Hall. Sorry for the delay. We had a lot of people trying to get in. We ask that you take this opportunity to notice the emergency exit nearest your seat, which may not be the door you came in. And out of consideration for your fellow patrons and the performers on stage, please refrain from using electronic devices, including cell phones and laptop computers, during this event. Thank you for your cooperation and enjoy the presentation.
Hello, Cornelian! It's you! Come on! Do you have any idea what it's like to be sitting in the front row where the president, the board chair, the vice president, my boss are all telling me, Chris, get up there, go, it's time! And I'm always supposed to wait for the voice of God. We're very sorry. What happens in the background, which none of us see here, is that there is 300 people trying to get into this venue. We're going to put them in another location you'll hear about in a second. So my apologies for running late. Good evening. My name is Chris Marshall. I'm the Associate Vice President for Alumni Affairs here at Cornell. This is the culmination of a phenomenal reunion 2011 called Corneliana Night. Welcome. One of my favorite things about reunion is that all the classes give away the swag. You know what I'm talking about? The swag you all get. And as the AVP, I get a sample of every single one from each of the classes. It's pretty cool. So it comes in handy all year round, but especially here at Corneliana Night. So I get up on the stage and get a little cold. Is there anybody from the class of 2006 here? All right. Now, if I get really cold, I get to put on this. The class of 1966. Are they here? And is Nancy Franz here, class of 68? Nancy, if you're here, stand up. Oh, Nancy, we're going to give you a big round of applause. But Nancy not only knitted this one, but 149 others to give out to her class. Come on. Now, I'm getting up there, and I had a birthday this week. I'm getting up there in age, and sometimes I can't read my notes. Thank God for the class of 2006. Huh? Sometimes the lights get too bright. Again, the class of 66, Alice Burgless, this is for you. Blocks the lights. Charlie's already telling me, Chris, pick it up, you're behind time. So I go to the class, who did this one? 1966, the Snap-on watch. Pretty cool. All right. You can already tell I'm sweating. Class of 81, water bottle. All right. And then if somebody brings a fact, a big red bear fact, I can pull out the John Foote autographed book at any time and look up an answer for you. From the class of 74, John Foote. John, are you here? All right, John, I've read it several times. I'm going to take this scarf off so I don't feel that silly. Now, finally, my favorite giveaway from the class of 76. Now, this particular giveaway will solve a problem we've had for years here at Cornell. And Charlie, Joe Lyons, you're going to love this. I got it solved. You ready? I need everyone's help. Please participate with me. We're going to try to go through this a little quick. Take a look at this fan. Pretty cool. All right. Stay with me. Take a deep breath. Okay. Clear your minds. Count back from 2011. I can't read my notes. Thank you. Come on. Stay with me. Don't laugh at anything I say. Good. You're now in my trance. Repeat after me. Cornell reunions are great. It's working. The weather has been perfect. Come on! It did not rain today. I will not complain to the alumni affairs staff. You're not supposed to. This is the best speech I've ever heard. All right, and this one's for Charlie and Joe. I will contribute to the annual fund every year. We got him, Charlie. We got 1,400 people. We're good. 100% giving rate. All right, thank you. My notes say, transition to the serious part of the program. Corneliana Night has been a reunion tradition for years and years, but this year marks a first. It's the first time alumni outside Bailey, you heard me talk about earlier, we have several hundred people over at Kennedy Hall in Call Auditorium, thank you, watching this simulcast live right now. So turn around and wave to the cameras and say hi to our friends at Kennedy. And I've been getting text message updates. We have about 100 people, close to 100 people live streaming watching us on Facebook right now. One more time for the folks on Facebook. That one's for someone very special, but we have somebody who's having breakfast with us in Tokyo, Japan right now. Rose Tanisgarn in Tokyo, Japan is watching us live class. So for Rose, this is for you, Ohayo gozaimasu. You got it right? I got it right. In addition to the alumni around the world all week long in the days leading up to reunion through Twitter, through Facebook, through our new interactive website, there's been a whole bunch of interaction and comments that are going on where people are staying connected with Cornell. Let me read you a couple of quotes. Four quotes here. I'll go through them quickly. Though my body may be physically in Seattle, my heart's in Ithaca this weekend. From a class of 87 alum, I am already marking my calendar for reunion 2067. This one's a good one. I once saw Bill Nye, the science guy, 77, leading YMCA in the Arts Quad tents. And here's wishing Cornell 06ers a fantastic fifth reunion. I hope you break the records, but watch out for the class of 07. We're going to set them next year. And we also got a message from Sharon Flicker, class of 97, who's in Germany. She says, the weirdest thing happened today. I was in the gym on base listening to Armed Forces Network Radio. They reported that Cornell was having a reunion for the class of 1931. And she said, no way that could be possible. But yes, Sharon, it is absolutely possible. We have two Cornellians from the class 1931 joining us tonight. My notes say, have audience hold applause till you introduce them by name. We're all right on script. Ruth Talmadge, class of 31. Ruth, one more time, if you could. You just wave your hand if it's all right. Thank you, Ruth. And of course, I met Rosemary the other night. Rosemary Todd from the class of 31. Rosemary, thank you. We are sure that this is the first time in the history of higher education of universities based in Ithaca that there's an 80th reunion. After that, it's suspect, but we know it's unusual. It's just amazing. And what's really special tonight, as you've seen in your program, hopefully you've all gotten a button on your way in. There's another member of the class of 31. We're going to dedicate this evening to his honor, Bill Vanneman, class of 31. Bill was his class president, correspondent, membership chair, treasurer, and big supporter of all things Cornell. Bill would have been here this weekend to celebrate his 80th, but he passed away just 6 weeks ago, and he's here tonight. Our hearts, our minds, our memories are with Bill, and despite his passing, his spirit is alive and well throughout the university, especially in Bailey Hall tonight. The button, the photo on the cover of the brochure you've all seen in a brief biography, but even better than all that, we have members of Bill's family here this evening to celebrate with us. I'd like to introduce them. Let's give them each a nice, warm Cornell welcome. Bill Vanneman, Jr. from the class of 65 and his spouse, Irene. Reeve and Jane Vanneman, classes of 67 and 68. We also have Bill's granddaughter, Cara Klein, from the class of 89. You ready? Kate, are you ready? This is your big moment. You ready? And Cara's daughter, Bill's great-granddaughter, Kate, is here tonight. Kate? And in addition, I'm told that several members of the Vanneman family are watching us on Facebook right now. Thanks for joining us. One more wave to the Vanneman family. Welcome. Thank you for sharing tonight with us. Thank you for sharing Bill with us for all those years for Cornell. We appreciate you being here and all that you've done to support the work we do in alumni affairs. And now on to the program that Bill loves so much. Please join me in welcoming Cornell University Chorus and Glee Club alumni and the Priscilla Edwards Browning Director of Choral Music, Professor Scott Tucker. Take it away, Scott.
Because Bill Vanneman was an oarsman, we dedicate this first song to him, the Crew Song. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Rob Rosenberg from the class of 1988 and president of the Cornell Association of Class Officers, also known as CACO. Thank you. Very happy to be here tonight to celebrate reunion with everybody. We have 1,300 people here. We just, during the singing, we got a text that call auditorium is full. It's 600 people there. And on Facebook, we have 170 people and growing right now. So welcome to everybody, and thanks for being here. All right, just to start off, Cornell reunions would never happen without the work of so many alumni volunteers. So if you served on a 2011 reunion campaign, planning committee, campaign committee, or if you're married to somebody on one of those committees and had to listen to months of this big red stuff, please stand up so we can thank you. Please stand up. Among the alumni who are here this weekend, there are some that hold a very unique status, and that's the group of alumni back for their very first reunion. We have a zero reunion happening this year. The class of 2011, who just graduated weeks ago, have been invited back for their zero reunion. We also have people all through the years, even people who came back just to be here to celebrate our first 80th reunion. So if you are celebrating your first reunion this year, please stand up so we can recognize you. So on the other end of the spectrum, we've got a group of alumni who never miss a reunion. They can't get enough of this place. This group is called the Continuous Reunion Club, or the CRC, and they are celebrating their 105th anniversary this year. Would members of the CRC please stand up and be recognized? We also have alumni from the professional schools back with us on campus this weekend, so please welcome home our alumni from the Johnson School, the Law School, and the Vet College. You're here. Now it's my honor to note that among our alumni ranks, we have many veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and many of our more recent international conflicts. I'd like to ask all of our veterans in attendance to please stand up and be recognized. Alumni from all over are back this year for reunion. From all 50 states, yes, we confirmed all 50 states are represented by people here this weekend, and from countries all around the globe. So does anybody want to take a guess how many countries are represented here? All right, who said 10? All right, that's wrong. if you count the United States, there are 14 countries represented here. I'm going to read them to you. There's Brazil, Canada, France, Hong Kong, Ireland, Japan, the Philippines, the Russian Federation, Singapore, Switzerland, Thailand, the United Kingdom, and Uruguay. Did I miss any countries here? Italy over here. Anybody else? There's always one. Please join me in welcoming and congratulating the Globetrotting group. So at this part of the program, we celebrate our most senior alumni, starting with the most recent graduates of the group. So celebrating their 55th reunion this year, we have the class of 1956, with 126 classmates. If you're here from the class of 1956, please stand up and be recognized. Next, celebrating their 60th reunion is the class of 1951 with 104 classmates. If you're from the class of 1951, please stand up. Stand up. Here we go. Oh, sorry. All right. Next, we've got the class of 1946 celebrating its 65th reunion. They have 31 classmates here this weekend. If you're from the class of 1946, please stand up. All right. Okay, the class of 1941 is here for their 70th reunion, and they brought 17 classmates back this weekend. I'm gonna read the names of the 17. All right. All right, in case they're watching from one of our other locations, I'm gonna read the names of the 17. They're Herbert Abrams, Jane Bertrand, Herbert Cogan, Stanley Cohen, Emerson Cole, Shirley Richards-Darmer, Raymond Ferrand, Gretchen Fonda Gagnon, Nicholas Hunter, Lawrence Kalick, Werner Lansing, Robert Mueller, Dorothy Papish, John Powers, Eleanor Slack, Randalls, Julian Smith, and John Weichert. Please welcome them as well. Okay, for our 11th consecutive year, we are celebrating a 75th reunion class from Cornell. From the class of 1936, please join me in welcoming Ruth Fisher Rosevere. And because it bears repeating, we have our first ever 80th reunion this year, and we welcome back two 1930 wonders, Ruth Talmadge from Rochester, New York, and Rosemary Hunt Todd from Hollis, New Hampshire. Please welcome back Scott Tucker and the Alumni Glee Club and Chorus.
Glory.
So we're now up to 180 people on Facebook. And during the song, we got a text from one of the staff who's over in Call Auditorium who says that they think that the group over there is rowdier than the group over here in Valley Hall. So I think we need to turn around and look at the cameras and make some noise, all right? Let's turn around, look at the cameras. All right, let's hear it for... So I'm now pleased to announce the final results for reunion attendance and reunion campaigns for 2011. As of 7 o'clock tonight, a total of 4,709 alumni returned to campus this year. And we have 6,636 alumni, family members, and friends registered for reunion this year. That beats last year, and it is the second highest all-time reunion attendance for Cornell. And I was told that we are 38 away from breaking the all-time record. So if you have any classmates who are here but haven't registered, you could help us break the record this year. Reunion campaign. The 2011 reunion campaign has raised, are you ready? $80,033,336 from 6,838 reunion class members. All right, so we know a lot of numbers after 9 o'clock at night can be rough on some people, and I know you're really here just for the singing anyway. So, to review more of our outstanding achievements this year, we've asked the Glee Club and Chorus to sing the fundraising results to you. With the caveat that not all the details could be included, otherwise it wouldn't rhyme. Okay, so for the full report, I'm gonna ask you to look at your program, but let's let Scott take it away.
Really a trip, 51 just never stops. Hey, 56.
So thank you all, everybody here at Call Auditorium and on the web, for joining us to celebrate alumni, parents and friends, students and faculty, staff and others who along the way find themselves part of the Cornell family. Once again, the Alumni Glee Club and Chorus. Thanks.
With the men, we're going to feature a class of 60 Bob Cohen to sing "The General Loves His Soldier's Fame."
The soldier loves his general's fame, the willow loves the stream, the child will love its mother's name, the dreamer loves his dream. The sailor loves his haven's pier, the shadow loves the dell, the student holds no name so dear as thy good name, Cornell.
We'll honor thee, Cornell.
We'll
honor thee, Cornell. While breezes blow, on waters flow, we'll honor thee,
Cornell. I'd like to introduce the Cayuga's Waiters.
We're the Cayuga's Waiters from the 50s. We all sang back in the 1950s.
Oh, we love the ball. of us all will echo down the hall and disappear. But as we sadly start our journeys far apart, a part of every heart will linger here.
Yeah! quite annoyed. I'm magna cum laude, but still unhem.
One more time for the Glee Club chorus and Scott Tucker. They're fantastic. Thank you. So this last item came in handy tonight from the class of 1991. Congratulations to the class 91. They set a 20th reunion record with 431 classmates attending. Jeff, Bob, and Doreen, if you're out there, thank you for all your hard work. And a few other classes came very close as well, so great attendance all around. Thank you once again, for everyone, for being here over at Call Auditorium and live stream on Facebook. We loved having you with us. Let's close out the evening with the evening song and the alma mater. The words are in your program. Please join us in singing. Thanks again.
Hello? Just before we close, I wanted to acknowledge our two pianists of the evening, Brian Mastrell, the student in the back, and the amazing John Rowell at the keyboard tonight. I've also been reminded that it would be nice to invite up to the stage tonight a couple who have been so devoted to Cornell. One serving, just finishing out his second term as chairman of the Board of Trustees, Nancy and Peter Meinick. If you'd come up and join us from the stage for the singing and theme song on the mic.